If your husband is sealing the tub with toothpaste, then you've come to the right place. It's Arizona's number one home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show.
Bringing it back to Rosie on the House.
Sue Ann writes in and wants to know, what are the gloves Jennifer used for gathering prickly pear fruit? We have cactus we need to transplant and think they would come in handy. Those were called Hex Armor, H-E-X Armor, and you can go to hexarmor.com. It's actually interesting that they have a lot more than just gloves for cactus. You can go there and pick your industry. If you're in the oil and gas, if you're in mining, if you're construction, wastewater, pulp and paper, lumber, metals. So they've got a glove for just about every application you would need to use those for. And you can pick your, obviously in this case, landscaping. And then right there, you've got a nice picture. They sent us several pairs. Mom's used them. I keep them at our house four times. I'm working in the prickly area. Not even just for cactus, but when you're trimming your mesquites and your Texas ebonies yeah. And your Palo Verdes.
All right. You can use all the help you can get.
Absolutely. So, Hex Armor. We're actually working on an addition to our website where all these products, you could go find them on our website in the Rosie store and order them all and have them shipped to your door, and they'll be there Monday for you if you had a project you're trying to get done. And one of these will help you.
Hex Armor.
Hex Armor.
Thorn Armor. All right. Let's get back to the lines. We've got Paul calling from Tucson. Good morning, Paul. How can we help you this morning?
Well, I sure do hope you can, because I got a real problem.
No. Okay.
Air conditioner.
Okay.
3 years we've been fighting the company, and all we get is delays. What happens is, they've had several people here. First, they couldn't find anything. Then they found the coil was bad, so they replaced the coil with an aluminum one.
Right.
It starts up. It booms. It wakes you up in the night. And nobody's ever heard that. I've been to other people's houses. There's no giant boom.
Well, you know what? I'm a little stumped. If you would have told me it was booming when it turned off, I would have been able to help you. But booming at the start, I'm not sure. Here's what we're going to do, Paul. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to reach out to one of our Tucson Rosie certified air conditioning experts. We're going to put you on a lifeline, and we're going to let you visit with someone that can answer why the air conditioning booms when it kicks on in Tucson. Kicking off.
There's a
couple brands out there. When they turn off, it sounds like they're breaking every single time they're turning. Clunk. But,
and especially if it's waking you up. That gets annoying pretty fast. 3 years of that?
Yeah.
Whoo.
All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of it, Paul, so you just hang on. We're going to reach out to our Tucson Rosie certified air conditioning experts. In the meantime, while we line that up, let's jump over to Peggy. She has a question, apparently, on water treatment. Good morning, Miss Peggy.
Hi. I tried to get a water conditioner installed in my house. Got a great deal on the unit. But when they came out to install it, they said my house wasn't plumbed for that, and it was going to cost like $2,000 to put in a line in my garage. So what else can I do other than a traditional water softener tank in my garage?
Not a lot, but were you reaching out to Rosie certified water treatment experts?
No, I just went to the appliance store where I bought my washing machine, and they had a great deal for a water softener.
So. Yeah, and I'm guessing, Peggy, that really great deal that they're moving the equipment out the showroom floor on is being made up by what they're charging you to create that water circulation line, that water softener loop. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of other water treatment pieces of equipment out there that will tell you you don't need that you don't need a softener. It depends what you're trying to do. I can tell you this, and I want all the Arizona homeowners to listen to me. water treatment equipment that depends on magnetism or electricity. They've yet to create one of those pieces of equipment that can get certified by the Water Quality Association. And if the equipment is not Water Quality Association approved, don't spend your money on it. So, Peggy, I'm going to tell you that they were making up for the really great deal on the equipment by way overcharging you for the water loop. I couldn't encourage you more to get in touch in the Phoenix area with one of our two water treatment experts, Water Treatment Technologies, or All About Water, and get a second opinion on that and go from there. And while you've got either one of those people out, you can get an education on water treatment, because I'll tell you what, water, for as simple as it is,
cleaning really, a pickle,
really, really is complicated. Okay? I mean, I could go on to for that forever. And I'll tell you what, this event in Flint, Michigan, with the lead in the lines, is exposing a huge underbelly of a potentially monstrous problem for all municipal water systems throughout the world.
I have not kept up with that.
It's going to be very interesting if the politicians and the experts in the industry can come together on a unified position on what's really going on and how are we going to ensure safe water delivery. Peggy, get to the Rosie Certified list. Paul in Tucson, we've got our air conditioning expert online, and we're going to put you guys together right after this break and solve your air conditioning problem in Tucson.